Ah, Christ Almighty, we're back. And we're recording, in case you were wondering.
I wasn't, actually, but thank you.
It smells like your fart jar in here.
Wow, really? You're terrible.
I'm kidding, of course it does. And if it did, that would be me, and I'm sorry. It's what happens when I drink stout.
I'm glad we don't have fart jars in our 40s.
Ah, seriously. That would just be fucking
twisted. We just have fart rooms.
Shit. Well, I mean, that's what they
Namely
smell like.
Your office.
Oh, why you gotta hate?
Oh. Because you normally drink stouts in your office?
No, not in my office. That's where I go after, like the day after I drink the stouts. I go to my office.
Yeah, it's always the day after that you smell.
You know, and I'm like, you know.
It's my office.
Yeah, it's my office. Get the fuck out.
Right.
And that's my scent. Know it.
I know it.
After 20 goddamn years, I would hope so.
Yeah, I do. So how are you?
I've been better. And you?
Nah, I had a pretty shitty day.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been angry, like really angry. That doesn't make me feel better. Stop that.
Can you actually hear that?
Yeah, I can. Chad was just pouring his woot stout into woot. His glass.
Stout!
Pretty soon it won't be available. So,
I know, yeah. Not until the Comic-Con, or I guess HopCon.
HopCon.
Like, I go to either of those fucking things.
But. Right. But you do drink the beer. So, yeah, I don't know. Lately, I've just felt angry. I don't know if it's when I get off work, just the culmination of everything just makes me feel a lot of pressure. I don't know. But anyway, I worked out noisily, which, thank you for...
I heard the weightlifting,
Yeah, at one point I was like, I just started like, I don't know, voicing my aggression.
Yeah, we need to just get a heavy bag for this shit.
Exactly, yeah. I felt like that. I just wanted to like punch through things. So I lifted heavier weights and honestly, at the end of it, I felt way better. Now I just feel kind of tired, kind of sleepy.
Yeah, just what we want in a podcast, right?
Right, yeah, not the best. I'll try to be more animated.
Although... That said,
and not punch things.
Yeah, please don't do that.
No.
I don't think your Dwight Yoakam poster could handle it.
No, I wouldn't punch Dwight.
That'd what are you be... saying? You'd punch me?
Oh, never. No, of course not. Why would I do that?
I don't know.
I love you. No, I've never wanted to punch you, ever.
Really?
And I've been angry at you, but I've never wanted to punch you. I've been frustrated with you, but never angry. I get frustrated that you... drink so loudly into the microphone.
Jesus, what do you expect? We're podcasting and drinking.
We are drinking, which, by the way, I think the drinking is part of the reason I get angry. It's like, you mean, at the end of the day, I just want to have a drink, but I drink too much. I'm trying to, like, ratchet back the drinking.
Right. You're like, I fucking deserve this.
Totally. And at the end of the day, I'm like, bah! But then, if I drink too much, here's the thing. My brain never stops working. So a glass of wine or a cocktail just kind of shuts it down and makes me relaxed. And then I'm like cool with hanging out on the couch and watching a movie or, I don't know,
wasting your time watching some shitty superhero movie.
Totally. We watched a lot of shitty superhero movies this week. Which, Ant-Man. Wow. Really bad superhero movie. I did not like it.
So you're not going to see Ant-Man and Wasp whatever?
I probably am.
Oh, really?
I am. But I have to say I didn't...
We're not going to fucking pay for it, though.
No, we'll wait till it's free. We only paid, what, like $2.99 or something?
Yeah, something like that.
That's all right. I'm willing to pay that. But yeah, so I watch, you know, I'll drink and then my brain shuts down and then I'm like, I just want to sit on this couch and vegetate. In front of a television, which for me is like, I've never been a TV watcher, like my whole life.
Well, you didn't have a TV when you were a kid.
Well, in most of my life, I didn't have a TV. I mean, I didn't get a television until I met you.
Well, I didn't bring the TV into the family.
No, your mom did. Your mom right. did. She brought in the TV. She brought in two televisions because she wanted one in the living room and one in her room.
God,
and it
Jesus.
Used to just, it, to me, it was maddening. Fucking hated television.
Yeah, but you know the shit that she watched was
oh my god,
maddening.
Like 24 and oh. Was that what it's called? 24?
Yeah, 24. I think, yeah. It's because they had that
24-hour thing.
24-hour clock and, you know, the...
They had to, like, save something.
Yeah, in every fucking episode.
It was always, like, the same storyline, but, I don't know, different clothing. Just, like, what the fuck?
I don't even know if that was the case.
People screaming and,
And then there was the tick, tick,
right. Like, that was part of the thing.
Of the clock counting
down. You
can
hear it from the other room, and I just wanted to smash things when that happened. I think maybe I have anger issues. But
do you think?
But no, I don't really have anger issues. But lately, I do. I don't know if it's hormonal. I don't know if I just hate my job. I do kind of hate my job today. I'm really over it. It's like, it's not, I just feel really deflated. People are super needy. I give too much. And then we end up giving a lot of stuff away for free. And then I set those expectations and then people want more, but then I have to bring in more money. And then pretty soon I just am like overwhelmed. And like just emails alone makes me feel absolutely crushed. It's like, oh, I just can't answer any more fucking emails. If I could just do the work, you know?
Right.
And half the work I do, I just shouldn't be doing. Someone else should be doing it.
Well, and the other half, you don't get paid for.
Right. And then I can't work on the stuff I want to work on and... You know, I want to get our other podcasts going, and I've got 4 books I'm trying to finish, and I just feel really overwhelmed and deflated, and I don't know, like I want to move to Detroit. I was listening to a podcast.
I don't get that, but okay.
And I was like, that's it. That's the answer. We'll move to Detroit, where like they have artsy communities,
that's
and like
aside,
there's a lot of cool things
Detroit
happening.
Detroit is never the answer.
Okay, but it might be.
Sorry
it's
if our
less
listener
expensive.
Happens to live in Detroit.
I don't know. I think there's some cool shit happening in Detroit.
Well, there is, to be sure.
Yeah, and I kind of want to be part of something
but
like that, you know, because
none
I just
of it
feel like.
Us.
But it could.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like if I didn't have so much pressure to earn so much money, you know, and it's not like we earn a lot of money and it's not like we spend a lot of money, but our expenses are so high being in San Diego and having a team and just all of the shit we do that I have to bring in that money every month. And it's crippling sometimes.
I know.
So at the end of the day, I just want to fucking drink wine and forget about it. And then the next day I wake up with a slight headache or I didn't get stuff done or I feel guilty. And I don't know. I feel like I'm in a spiral.
Right. And I wish that you could like regiment your life to the point where it's like from this hour to this hour, I do this. From this hour, I do that. And nothing else. And not break from that. But you always have like this guilt thing that drives you. So you're like, oh, I feel guilty that I didn't do all this. And then you try to cram it in at the end of the day when you need to close the door and come in and just have some fucking dinner.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. If I leave the office before 6:30, it's a miracle. You know, and then, so today I worked out.
Or you have something else scheduled that you have to be at.
I left the office at 6:30 and then I worked out until 8:00. Which was awesome. And an hour and a half was like perfect. By the end of it, I felt so much better. So much better. And then you made me this gin fizz and I feel way better now.
It's funny. You didn't say that about the salad that I made you.
No, the salad was amazing. Thank you.
No, I mean, but it didn't make you feel better. Like,
no,
like
it did
the gin
actually.
Fizz
I was
makes
really,
you feel better.
I was really hungry. Yeah, that's the thing. Like it pisses me off that I feel dependent on alcohol to change my state of mind, that I can't just do that on my own. And actually, to be fair, like the workout did. I felt way better after the workout. I wasn't angry. I'd like gotten all my aggressions out and
right.
I felt, you know, utterly exhausted. And that's exactly where I needed to be, but not mentally exhausted, physically exhausted. I spend so much time sitting in that chair, not using my body. And I feel like I'm breaking down and I'm gaining weight and my back hurts. And I'm just like, this is not okay.
Yeah. You know what kind of gives you the same sort of clarity is making compotes for the chickens.
That's true.
Like you're like, I'm just going to cut this up and I'm going to cut that up and we're going to mix it into these little bowls and I'm going to hand feed it to the chickens. And then you spend the next half hour.
Yeah. Being in nature,
being
close.
In our backyard and taking care of the chickens.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe more of that and less work.
Yeah, more of anything and less work. I mean, just going on walks makes me feel better. But the problem with going on walks is like I run into neighbors and they want to talk. And I'm so done pretending like I give a shit. And that's terrible, but it's true. Like, I'm so done pretending like I care about whatever this random person is telling me about. I just don't care. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to keep on going. I want to be that asshole.
Well, and it's not like it's all neighbors either. It's just a certain number of nosy bitches next door. Not immediately next door, but, in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood, yeah. And for the most part, people on this block, and to be fair, for our listener, it's not really a block as much as it is a road. We live on a private road, the base of a hill. It's a hill, really.
Yeah.
Some people call it a mountain. Snail Mountain. That's what we'll call it, we're not going to say what it really is. But, it's Snail Mountain.
Okay. Yeah,
doesn't make any sense. It doesn't matter. It's named after a snail.
Right.
But yeah, there's only a couple people, but I just don't want to have that pleasantry conversation about how many dogs you have or how was your weekend. Like, I just don't give a shit how your weekend was. I just want to be left alone. That's kind of what it is. I want to be left alone.
Yeah, that's why we have a basement. That's why I have a basement and a shop back.
I think you get more alone time than I do because I spend yesterday I was in meetings all day long.
I spend every goddamn day alone in my office by myself.
That sounds glorious.
Doing work.
Right.
Or at least pretending to work.
So today we were sitting in the office and there was lightning, which was kind of crazy because it's been super hot and super sunny out. And I looked outside and there's this amazing cloud. In fact, I wish I could define the type of cloud that it was, but it was, the sky was like dark gray, but with purple and deep blues in it. It was crazy looking. And then it had like this white center. Anyway, and then all of a sudden the wind picked up and there's like leaves flying all around. And it was just really cool looking. And then it rained.
Which, as we were saying, never happens here.
Well, very rarely, but not this time of year. Yesterday, I was looking at the weather report, and it said that it was raining in Pine Valley yesterday. I meant to mention that to you, and I was like, what?
Huh.
Yeah, and it probably was, and so today we got rain. My first thought when there's lightning is that there's going to be a fire somewhere, but...
Oh, right, because that often happens.
Right, exactly.
East of us in particular.
But anyway, so I'm in a meeting and all of a sudden I get this IM from you that says, I don't mean to cause alarm, but Sunny is MIA. I was like, oh my God. So it's fucking pouring rain.
Right.
And our bird is missing.
And I'd been looking for her for 20 minutes at that point.
Wow.
Just doing circles around her house, like looking in the normal places that she hides.
Right.
But I didn't see her in the one jade plant,
mm-hmm.
which is where we found her.
Mm-hmm. We found her in the jade plant.
Yep. She was sitting on her egg.
Yeah. I started to go to the neighbors and I walked around and I thought, no, she's got to be in the back. So I just went to every single section of, jade or any type of hiding place. And then I just got down low and looked and... Finally, I saw her.
And that's the thing is, I wasn't expecting her back there.
Right.
Because the other two chickens were up top.
Right.
So I figured, the third one's got to be around with her. Because they are never far apart.
She's the only one.
Apparently, they just abandoned her. And she's like, I'm sitting on my egg and screw you guys. Go on without me.
Totally. And they're like, all right.
Apparently.
But if I ever see one of the ladies separated, it's always Sunny.
It's always Sunny, yeah.
The other two are pretty much stick together. She's a fairly independent little lady. So yeah, so she was sitting on an egg, which we haven't gotten an egg from her in a while.
I was going to say, and the worst egg layer of the three.
Oh my God, totally. And her egg is like this weird shape. It's almost square, not really. But it has like this weird bulbous... Like, her eggs are not right.
What's the kind of egg that you would normally get, like, two yolks out of?
Not even that. Like
it's weirdly elongated.
It's elongated. It doesn't have, like, most eggs have one end is, it's egg-shaped. But hers are, like, the thick end is on both sides. It doesn't have...
It doesn't taper.
There you go. It doesn't taper. Exactly. So, yeah, her aches are like, it's freaky.
What's wrong with your butt, child?
We need to find out what's happening. Yeah, so that's why I bring them the compote to try and get her to eat calcium in hopes that that'll help keep the eggs. Oh, so my mom told me that one of the ways to get eggs to lay where you want them to lay and not out in some fucking jade plant is to put fake eggs in their little hutch area.
Right. Which I have two on the way.
Yeah. So
two ceramic eggs on the way from Amazon.
I was going to ask, what are they made out of? So they're ceramic and yeah. They're brown.
I got the ceramic ones because apparently they're like a little weightier and feel more like it, I guess.
More like a real egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to do like plastic or...
No, they had wood ones that... Huh. But it's like in order to get... I think the wood ones were more like craft eggs.
Decorative. Like, yeah. That you would paint or something?
Yeah, or people, you know, like our parents would put in the freaking fake basket above their sink.
Weird.
To display, you know?
Right.
Hey, welcome to our country home.
We have eggs. Or
we,
not.
We have fake eggs.
Don't eat
basket.
That one. Yeah, so we'll see how that works. Maybe that'll keep her from laying. So I started, you know, waiting until late in the afternoon to let him out.
Right, out of the run.
Out of the run, right, into the yard. And apparently I just let him out too early. When I went down there earlier, when I let him out, Sonny was actually in trying to lay an egg.
Hmm.
So I just let her out too early.
Right. It took her 2 hours to finally get up the gumption to lay the egg.
Apparently, in the middle of a rainstorm. Yeah, she was just wet.
Maybe the lightning just scared it out of her.
Maybe. Yeah, she was super wet. We were soaking wet. You were wetter than I was. I mean, you were soaking wet.
Yeah. I'm still wearing those clothes.
You didn't change?
Didn't even bother.
I did.
I had to go back into my hair meeting. Right.
Yeah, I'm like, so I'm missing a chicken and I'm going to leave now. And then everyone's like, oh, okay. That's weird.
It's a good thing it was an in-house meeting with, you know.
No, it was, yeah.
Not necessarily. I mean,
it wasn't
a client.
I would have done the same thing for a client. Today, right. I was just like, fuck it. Yeah. And most people are pretty cool with that. But anyway, yeah, so what else is happening?
I don't know, just living, working, doing what we do.
Mm.
Of course, that's my canned response, right?
I guess so. I don't know. Is it canned?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I say to everyone that asks me.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. How are you doing? Oh, I'm doing all right, you know,
I'm living,
making
not
it
working,
up and
I'm
living
doing
the life.
What? Yeah, hey, hello, yeah. How you doing?
Disgusting.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
Fuck off.
No, I'm fucking crumbling inside.
But no one wants to know.
No that. One wants to hear about that.
I do, mean, though.
I don't want to hear about that from other people, typically.
You know? No, but it's I want to hear about it from you.
I don't know. It's been... I don't even know why I was feeling this way. It's just like...
Today?
Yesterday, the day before, maybe.
Right.
Not necessarily today. Today, it was just like work. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't in any other plane.
Mm-hmm.
I was just working. But yesterday, it's like, I don't know, I was thinking about all the things that I've attempted and either failed at or got bored with, or, you know, basically all the failures in life, right?
Sure.
And I don't know if I'm not thinking that this podcast is another one of them, but it's like now...
It does feel pointless, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, but then everything is pointless, you know? So it's like...
I guess so, except like to what end? Like, why are we doing this?
Right. It's like, are we benefiting ourselves? Are we benefiting someone else? Are we doing any good in the world?
Mm-hmm. So and I don't have yes to really any of... I mean, the whole reason we started doing this was so that we could get good at podcasting. So we could learn the systems, we could play with the sound, we could test out the equipment, and listen to how we sound on air.
Right.
Which we've really sort of slid into just our regular talking voices, as opposed to our
backslider,
as opposed to our podcasting voice, where we sound professional,
which is like, hey, how like, you doing? Which
like
is
we know what we're doing.
Part of that fakeness that I fucking hate.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
We're starting to sound like a morning zoo. Hey.
Wow, that's really awful.
I know, right?
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, no one fucking likes it. Well, so but people obviously fucking like that, apparently,
do. Yeah,
or that wouldn't exist on morning drive radio. Time radio.
Right, right. But so I mean, that's why we started doing this. But also, I think it was good for us because like it forced us to sit down and have conversations together, which is kind of interesting.
Because we weren't doing that before.
Well, we were, but I mean, I don't know. It's like interesting to listen to your conversation. So whenever we record a podcast, I always listen to it to see if we have any weird verbal tics, if there's anything we need to work on. We've discovered we actually sound like idiots, so that's been great.
Right. The funny thing is, I know my verbal tics. I don't need to be reminded of them by listening to this fucking thing.
But I think everyone does. Everyone needs to know, okay, I have a tendency to do this, this, and this. I need to work on that. You know, some people say, we don't have that, but.
I have other ones. It's not, it's, no, it's not,
I hate it when people do that. When I'm watching a speaker.
The croaking, the,
oh, good God. Not okay. No, so depending on who's in the room, well, first of all, I swear too much. That I've discovered.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
It is kind of a bunch of bullshit. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's not bullshit that you swear. It's
It's bullshit that I think bullshit, I swear too much?
No. I
think that anyone cares? Like, why does it matter?
Yeah, people can't handle it. Fuck them.
Well, what's interesting about swearing is it's so useful. Like, it feels so good to use certain swear words. There is a purpose in certain, the usage of certain swear words. It gives emphasis that I think is really important to the English language, but it is important, or it has that emphasis because people are offended by it. You know what I mean? Like right. If people weren't offended by these words, they wouldn't have as much power. So it's kind of interesting.
Right.
But you don't want to sound like, I don't know. Okay. So here's something funny. So when we did that event last weekend with Gil,
right.
So there was like four guys standing around. One of them was a comedian. Another one was a hip hop artist, a rapper. And then I think the other guy was a gospel singer.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know what their positions were. But the one guy was wearing those awesome plaid pants.
Oh, right. And those yellow.
Those yellow glasses.
Let's be fair. They're shooting glasses.
They are they?
Yeah.
They look like it. Or my dad used to wear glasses like that when he'd ride his motorcycle.
They were yellow Ray-Ban aviators.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's one of my verbal tics is I say okay too much. But anyway, so I walk up to these guys and I'm, you know, introducing myself, telling them about the festival, gave them my business card. And then I was just talking about Gil and how awesome he was. And I said, he was fucking awesome. And they all just kind of looked at me like, oh, she just said a bad word. And then I found out later that these guys are like super religious. They all know each other from church. And we've got a gospel singer. And I was like, oh, great. I'm all dropping F-bombs. And they're probably like, who is this white lady? But oh well, what do you do?
Yeah, whatever. Fuck those cunts.
Whoa.
Boom.
Shaka. They were actually really nice guys.
Oh, they were delightful gentlemen.
And super talented. Well, some of them were.
Oh, wow. Why you got to say that? No, they were all talented.
They were all very talented.
In you know, what they did. They were talented.
Yeah, they really were. Like, I thought everyone that day was pretty awesome.
Just because it wasn't my taste. And
right.
I that's the wonderful thing, right? Is I'm an atheist. I hate everything about organized religion, except maybe gospel music.
Seriously, I love. Well, I am religious. I'm not religious. That's not true.
No, you're a deist at best.
Okay, but I love gospel music. Absolutely love it. And I got to tell you, the Holy Spirit was moving in that place. It was amazing. I was getting chills. Like after a while, I was like, I want to join their church because this is awesome. In fact, this is fucking awesome.
Next thing you know, you're shaking and falling to the ground.
Totally. Yeah. And then like they got their hands up in the air and I felt like I was totally in a
You know, you're going to you're gonna have to learn how to clap on 2 and 4, right?
Right? I was thinking that. I was really afraid when I was clapping. I was looking around going, okay, well, okay, he's clapping. All right, I've got it. Otherwise, it's definitely going to be 1 and 3 for me.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Good God. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why that happens.
Yeah.
I can, but I'm, you pointed this out. Like, I'll move my hips to 2 and 4, but I clap on 1 and 3. Why is that?
I don't know, it's like the wave that moves down your body. It's like starts at your hands. It starts on one, moves down to your hips on two, and then it gets right.
And
back up to your hands on
when
three.
It hits my hips, and then my feet's back to stomping on 1 and 3. You're right. It's like a weird S curve happening. That's not
because it's like you have an equal appreciation for hillbilly music.
Totally, redneck
versus
redneck
gospel.
Hillbilly, whatever. Yeah.
So it's like,
well, I grew up with both.
So it's like, yeah, you do a lot of clapping on 1 and 3 and in one type of music, and then 2 and 4
in the
other type of music.
But then I can dance to hip hop. I mean, I don't know. I'm an enigma.
And the B-girls that they had there doing their,
oh yeah,
their dancing.
That was awesome. It's pretty impressive. It was also really hot that day, and I was
seriously, I'm like,
how
really
are they doing that?
How the hell are you dressed like Salt and Peppa? In your full on fucking winter coats,
and then the Muslim woman
in 90 degree
who had on, she couldn't show her head because before she was wearing,
yeah, she had the full, not a burqa, but she had
what's that called?
Ah, Jesus,
I always say the wrong word.
Hijab.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Good grief. There's my ignorance coming out. But anyway, so she had to put on that. Basically,
so yeah,
it was
she
like
swapped
a,
out her job for like a large stocking cap.
Yeah, it was a stocking cap, exactly, that covered her hair. And anyway, she was pretty badass, though. And her poetry was, her spoken word was really
angry.
No, that was the lady after her. Well, they were both pretty angry, but rightfully so. I mean, they were impressive. I mean, what they had to say was just spot on with what's happening in this country.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had me in tears. I had my hands up in the air. I was snapping. Mm-hmm.
Snapping and clapping on 1 and 3.
Well, maybe. Maybe I was. I don't know.
You're not clapping on 1 and 3.
I was practically crying when I had to go up on stage. I did. I was like, okay, this is going to be awkward.
Yep.
But... yeah, it was a cool event. It was a cool event.
Yeah.
There were good people there. It did make me think I should start going to church again.
It's just...
if I could find a church that had the spirit in it like they did, that was
right.
Cool.
Find yourself a good Southern Baptist church. And
right,
good to go.
Or a Pentecostal church.
Oh, yeah.
With not all white people.
Wow, why you gotta hate?
No, I'm just saying, you know, white people tend not to have any soul. Well, I mean, maybe they have soul, but they don't have any...
Jesus. They certainly don't have the music.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right, that's what you're looking for.
I'm talking about good music.
Because for like a week, I was a music director of a church.
Of a Bible camp or something?
No, it was an actual church.
An actual church, really?
An actual church.
You were the music director at a church?
Yeah.
How old were you?
20.
Oh, okay. You're older.
20, mm-hmm. Maybe 21.
That's funny. Okay, so A, how did you get that job? And B, why did you lose it?
I was offered the job because their music director was going out on maternity leave. And I'm like...
so you could have had a good, 6 months or 4.
You're offering me...
how does she know you?
Well, one of mom's friends.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Did it start with an R?
Yep.
Oh, really?
So she went to a church here in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And,
so were you in San Diego when this happened?
Yes.
You moved here when you were 20.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh. I guess I did know that. But anyway,
so
okay,
I was,
so
I was
you
living,
did it for a week?
Living in their garage.
Right.
And they were living in military housing,
mm-hmm.
which was not exactly legal at the time.
Oh, for you to be living in their garage.
Yeah.
And then she gave you a job at her church. So what happened? Why did you not keep the job?
Well, I didn't even, I went in for just kind of not even an orientation, but just like to talk to the music director.
You were so surly when you were 20, I bet.
Yeah.
You're surly and now.
I,
oh, goodness
but
gracious.
But I was certainly less, I don't know what the word I'm
forgiving?
Looking for. Well, yeah, in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no fucking way I'm going to be a music director.
In a church.
In a church.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. The fact that you went in and even talked to them is shocking to me.
Well, I did it out of respect or kindness or...
Well, respect.
Right, respect isn't the right word, let's be clear.
No, I can see that. Like, you just wanted to...
as a kindness for my mother, you know?
Oh, I see.
And not her friend.
Not for this woman.
And the fact that we were staying there, you know, free of charge. So it's like trying to get on our feet while we're here.
Who's we?
Me and the friend that I moved out here.
With. Okay. With. Gotcha.
So
yeah. So you do have some experience with God.
Yeah. None of it good.
That's not true.
I will say I have experience with his followers.
Mm.
You know, it's like that old t-shirt that says, "Jesus, save me from your followers."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
That's a goodie. It's classic.
Classic.
kind of like
a blast.
Jesus is the reason for the season.
For the season?
The reason for the season, yeah.
Blasphemy 101. Huh.
I'll take you to the 500 level courses here soon if you want.
Great. I would like to find a Baptist church or a Pentecostal church.
There's one on Park and, like, on your way headed to El Zarape.
Really?
Yeah, there's
on Southern
Baptist right there on Park.
And oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know how rolling they get, but,
mm-hmm.
but there's one right there.
Yeah.
Nothing is as crazy as the JWs right over here.
JWs, why do you say that?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they crazy?
No, they're not crazy. I mean, yeah.
Madeline,
they're fucking
has
crazy, but
really good memories of when I think we lived on Bancroft. We lived in South Park. And apparently the girls were with you and I was at work and you said, "Hurry up, hide. The JWs are coming." And everyone like dove behind couches. So she has this memory of you guys evading the Jehovah's Witnesses. That's pretty goddamn funny.
I blame them for killing Prince, but...
A lot of people do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was a little girl, I think we had Mormons. We were more likely to have the Mormons come to our door when I was a kid. But yeah, it's weird. Like, you and I have lived next to a JW church. The last several places we've lived. We've been within like a couple blocks.
Like the two homes we've ever purchased.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, and maybe that's a sign.
No. Hell no.
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 I believe in signs.
But I have to
stop
say that
signs.
I do. Oh, yield signs.
Yield signs.
No, I do like the fact that they get completely, like, dressed to the nines.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of summer.
In the middle of fucking summer, they're in suits.
Yeah, like, they have so many clothes on. Although, I have to say, that is very, when I was in Mazatlan, God, I don't know, this was before we were married.
Right.
So, like, 20-some years ago.
Right, it's not just
in the middle
limited
of summer,
to Jehovah's Witness, it's...
Well, I think a lot of Mexicans tend to wear, and I think people from hot cultures, but I remember like being in Mazatlan and all of these people were dressed in turtlenecks and suits and stockings and like just completely like they had business suits on and they were ready to go to wherever they were going.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like,
and they're riding public transportation.
Like, I immediately assume that they're going to a Catholic church, but that's... Maybe
stereotypical,
maybe
but
stereotypical,
but
it's potentially, yeah.
It's probably, but these people were going to work. But how is it that they were wearing so many clothes on such a hot day? You know, it was 100 degrees, and that was true of the JWs in South Park. They'd go door to door, and they were dressed to the nines, but they were all wearing like jackets and hats and stockings and. And they don't look like they're sweating. That's the crazy part.
Right.
Like, if I were wearing that, I would be so melted. I would just be a puddle.
Well, and that's what I never ended, because of course my love for jazz goes deep.
Sure.
And that's one thing I've never understood about like all the 50s and 60s jazz that I fucking love. It's like you see
they're all wearing suits
and you see video of the fucking drummer wearing a three-piece fucking suit.
A drummer wearing a suit. You're like, and really? You're like,
oh, Jesus. And you're in the Village Vanguard, which you've seen that room. It's fucking tiny and it's fucking hot.
No ventilation.
And you're like, good Lord,
well,
man.
Well, James is doing that in his current band. They all wear three-piece suits.
Yeah.
And he said, like, we look sharp, but goddamn is it hot. Yeah, and you look at him and like, well, he looks good. You know, no one notices but him that he's miserable.
You know, I would insist upon... like some sort of seersucker suit.
Why is that?
I don't know, because it's light and airy.
They're cool
and
looking?
I don't know if they're
it's like
cool.
That plaid, like handsome black man from the couple weekends ago.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think they're any cooler. Why? Because they breathe? Yeah. I mean, it's better than polyester?
They breathe very well.
Okay.
Yeah, they're super light.
I'm so getting you a seersucker suit.
Oh, good Lord, don't.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I don't wear suits.
You should start.
Yeah, why?
You look so handsome. You should wear it to work every day. To sit in your in your fart jar office.
Oh, wow. That's what we're calling it now?
No.
The fart jar office. I'm going to put that sign on the door.
Except then you would need a jar. It's more of a room. The fart room. Yeah, we really have to stop talking about farts.
Why?
I don't know.
You know, it's like it's normal.
Everyone does
human
them.
Human behavior.
Speaking of farts.
Although I have to believe that mine are unholy.
Unholy? No, they're just
like it's,
regular.
It's just a gateway to hell through my anus.
You know who we need to have on the podcast is Paul.
The fart jars remind you of Paul?
Well, farts in general, but poop more.
Ah, yes.
We used to always, every conversation would go to poo. We'd always be talking about poo.
Like and that's
and I don't
thing.
Understand why.
Because we would always have conversations.
They were normal.
And then they would always trail, you know, eventually end in poo.
Not literally poo, but
conversations about poo.
Yeah, and I'm
Paul
just
hasn't
curious.
Been hanging around lately, and we haven't.
And we don't talk about poo as much.
And then Paul shows up last week,
and we talked about
here
poo.
We are talking about poo.
Yeah. So I wonder, like, if we have him on the show and we don't say anything, will the conversation turn to poo? And we can't bait him either. It just has to happen organically.
At this point, I don't think it's possible for me to not bait him.
Is that you're the problem.
Maybe I'm the problem. I'm totally willing to admit that, but there is zero fucking chance that that conversation does not end in poo discussion.
Well,
because
let's
I'm thinking about all the times we've pooed in the wilderness already.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah.
Oh, some of the best wilderness poos I've ever had have been with Paul. Now, let's be clear, not with, but on the trip where he was with us.
Right.
Back at camp. Because he always brought the...
Right, because he used to work at the pharmacy.
Right.
And got an invalid toilet.
Right.
From the pharmacy and would take it... on camping trips.
Which I think is a pretty...
to the top of his fucking vehicle.
Which was awesome. Watching this vehicle ride down the highway and there's this like invalid toilet. Is that what they're called? It doesn't feel right.
I know it doesn't feel right, but the company is called Invacare.
Oh, wow.
So it was their toilet, so...
So he strapped it to the back. We got one too. And yeah, that was pretty awesome. So we'd put this toilet that basically you dig a hole underneath it. And then you'd have your magazines on one side.
Oh,
and
we built the magazine rack for it.
Oh, you guys built that?
Yeah, it was
I thought that came with it.
Coat hangers.
That wasn't an Invacare thing. That was
that was totally modified.
Well, that was awesome. That was awesome. So, like, you're sitting in the wilderness, you know, doing your business.
It was the second best toilet in the world.
Next to Bend.
Bend. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't smell like cedar chips.
No, it didn't.
We could have changed that.
I mean, it smelled like pine, which
it
is fine.
It did. It smelled like pine. And I remember that one time we had it kind of up on this hill and there was this beautiful view of the canyon. I was
oh,
like, wow.
Oh, yes. Mount Laguna.
This is awesome. You know, there's someone across the way with binoculars. Oh, that reminds me. Since we're talking about poo stories, we were with Kevin and
Paul.
Paul
doesn't even have to be here.
He doesn't have to be here, but Paul was there. So we were up in Idlewild. And for whatever reason, it was early in the morning, I think. We were all kind of wandering around, and it was time to do the business. So I grabbed my items of destruction, my little poo toilet and
trowel,
and I find a good rock. And I went quite a ways till I found a good place to go. And it was kind of like up this steep hill and behind a rock. And then directly across from this was another steep hill. And so I'm kind of like, you know, squatting down, looking out. And all of a sudden I see all of you guys. For some reason, you all decided to go on a walk on the opposite hill. So you're opposite me. And I'm like, oh my God, there they are. All you had to do is like look over and you would have seen me.
Well, that's the thing is, if you're, yeah,
or if you did, you didn't tell me you did.
Well, and if you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it, right?
And it was enough of a distance that I probably just could have like...
Unless, of course, I take my pants off, then it's like signaling with a fucking mirror. Because I can only imagine, I haven't seen it, but I can only imagine how white my ass is.
SOS, SOS.
Right.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing
for
me.
Only. No one saw. No one noticed.
Someone probably did. Someone had to have like looked out of the corner of their eye and thought, "Don't look, don't look, don't look." You don't ever want to walk up on someone pooing. It's just something not. It's just not okay. It's not pleasant for anyone involved.
No, no.
Hmm. And then there was that time that my nephew pooped on a rock at camp. That was weird. And then it turns out like that's apparently what hunters do. When we were in Colorado. We were like up in the middle of nowhere and
I don't know if that's
there was poop on a rock
what
and I was
hunters
like, what
do?
The hell?
Or it's just what uneducated fucking idiots do.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's like, really? You're going to leave
your
shit
city people do?
On top of a rock.
Why would anyone do that?
Just off
not,
the trail.
And not bury it.
You fucking asshat.
Bury your shit.
At least 6 inches in the ground. Come on. Dig a fucking cat hole, you asshole.
So when we were in Colorado, I saw bear scat.
Ah, yes.
That was cool. It was cool. I was like, oh, wow, there's bear scat. I don't know if we talked about this, but there was that that little teeny geyser. I say teeny because it was like, I don't know.
Well, it wasn't, yeah.
It was coming out of the ground.
Geyser is the last thing I would call.
Why? Why do they call it a geyser? It was like a blurb. It was like a bubbly.
It was kind of like the.
It's like
the,
water coming out of the ground. About it was maybe 12 inches, 4 to 12 inches, depending on the pressure at the time, and then it would go away, and then 20 minutes later, blah, 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 blah. Ooh,
just like that.
Here, you should try it. You're really good at sound.
Yeah, I got nothing.
So that was fabulous. That was way. That's pretty good. The look on your face, though, is priceless. That's what it was really good.
Thankfully, no one else will ever see it.
Just me. Thanks for sharing. So, yeah. Colorado was cool. Colorado was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Geysers, bear scat. That was cool.
Trout.
Oh, and the trout were... The trout were delicious, actually.
Speaking of trout!
Yes?
We're not taking a vacation, but we're taking a trip.
It's kind of a vacation.
Because.
I mean, ultimately.
We've been married for 20 goddamn years.
I know, right?
And we are doing this. We are celebrating our 20th in grand fashion.
In the Golden Trout Wilderness. Ooh, if our listener wants to meet us, they can head on up and see us there. I think I'm going to do that 14er, by the way.
Yeah?
You're going to go with me?
Yep.
Cool.
Absolutely.
I'm super excited. Yeah, I've never done a 14er. Why not?
Yeah, might as well. Already going to be at 11,000 feet.
Might as well go another
four.
Fuck,
another
three?
Three or four.
Yeah.
Because it's not an even 14, I don't imagine.
I'll be curious to see how I do at that high of elevation.
Yeah.
I've never been that high. Obviously. I've never
haven't
done a
14er. Haven't you been to Mammoth or...
No, I haven't been to Mammoth, but I've been to,
I did a race there once, about fucking killed me.
Why? Tell me about it.
Because it's so fucking high in altitude, my lungs were on fire, and then I ran into some dude and fell on my head.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it wasn't.
That was in Mammoth?
Yeah.
You ran into some dude and fell on your head. That doesn't actually make sense.
All right. Well, so Mammoth Mountain had a, they have a race, a bicycle race every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was racing, actually, I think I was racing semi-pro that year.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Jesus. So I came around a particularly twisty section of trail.
On a mountain bike.
On a mountain bike. And there was this thing called like the no fear drop zone. So you come out of the forest.
That sounds fearful.
It wasn't. It was fucking simple.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that they put the, you know, they put the slow people out first, right? So you got the beginners go
to have
first.
Them in your way.
Yeah.
That seems kind of so cruel. Like
the beginners go, and then the sports would go, and then the, you know, then the experts would go, and then the semi-pros, and then the pros. Mm-hmm. Well, they put the semi-pros and the pros together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all fucking racing around our laps.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still some stragglers.
Okay.
And at that point, there was a straggler, like, debating whether he was going to go down the no fear drop zone.
Right.
You know, just standing there, so looking over his handlebars.
So he's just looking at it.
Like, should I go? Should I not? And I come screaming around this corner because I'm on my first lap, so I've got fresh legs.
Yeah.
And I hit him.
Square on.
Just fucking rear end him. Push him down the no fear drop zone.
Yeah.
And I go ass over tea kettle and crack my head on a root of a tree that has been cut away for the trail. And it, so it's like a fucking blade shaped chunk of wood.
Good God.
And I split my helmet in half.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
So I split my helmet in half and I get up and my fucking bell is rung.
Did you pass out at all?
Nope. Huh. Didn't pass out, but I knew better than to
get back on the
even
bike.
Attempt lap two, because I went down the no fear drop because it was nothing.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, back when no fear was a thing, right?
Right. Oh, it was actually named after the company.
Yeah. What the fuck ever happened to them?
Got it. Yeah. What did happen to them?
Hopefully they were absorbed and destroyed by some other larger company. But yeah. So, yeah. So I pushed some dude down and then I jumped down it and went down. I mean, it was just a sandy descent. It was just fucking miserable. And then I got to the bottom and I'm like, oh, I don't feel so good.
How was the guy? Was he okay?
I don't fucking know.
You didn't stick around?
Hell no. Dude was in my way.
Oh, wow. Huh. So you didn't do lap two. So, but you got up, got back on the bike, finished the lap.
Which that was at like the tail end of the first lap.
Got it.
But
what
I will
bummer.
never forget the feeling of taking off on the first, because they send you straight up the fucking mountain.
From the
right out of the
starting
gate.
Line, yeah.
And I will never forget.
And what was the
that
elevation?
Fucking feeling in, I don't know, I think it starts at like 12.
Okay, wow.
11 or 12, it's up there.
So what was your feeling?
But I will not forget the feeling of my fucking lungs burning.
Because
it's a sprint right out of the gate.
No, that's pretty hardcore.
And then you turn around and you go straight up the fucking mountain, which then you're at like 13.
Coming from sea level, that's something.
Yeah, it was rough.
Hmm.
It's not an easy race.
Did you ever do it again?
I did it a couple times prior to that, but that was my last time.
Because
I'm like, that's it. That was pretty much the end of my racing career.
That's what's wrong with your brain.
Potentially. I've certainly fallen on it many times.
Right.
Like that wasn't the worst.
On your brain?
Yeah.
Your noggin.
Yeah, that wasn't the worst, but that was one of them.
Wow. So, but Mammoth isn't quite that high. It's like just under 12, right?
It's 11,059 feet.
Oh, wow. So, all right. Yeah. So let's see if I make it.
But, you know, that's a race I did 20 years ago.
True.
20 plus years ago.
But you can do it. I know.
I'm an old man.
You're not that old. Good God. Yeah. So 14,000.
I'm 45 now, Jennifer.
Poor baby. You're getting old.
I know. And I'm feeling it every fucking day.
I know. You don't like that, do you?
No.
I've been feeling old since the day I turned 30. I remember. I woke up on my 30th birthday and things hurt that didn't hurt before. I was like, what the fuck? My back hurt, my knees hurt, my hips, everything hurt. And that was the year I decided I'm going to be a triathlete for my 30s. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because I'd always been a runner, and I thought, okay, so I've got the cycling down and the running down. And no, I'm not a very good swimmer.
Just need to figure out this fucking swimming thing.
Fuck it, I can do that. So yeah, that was my plan. I was going to be a triathlete. Instead, I had, a couple years of just pain. I was in so much pain. I don't remember how old I was when I quit running. What was I, 36, 34? Somewhere around in there. Yeah. But anyway, that sucked. So I got old faster than you did. Not because I'm older, but because I did. So yeah. So we're going to do Mount Langley for our 20-year anniversary. Hey, if you have to go on without me, I'm totally okay with that.
You mean leave you at the base of Langley?
No, I'm not going to be at the base. I just mean, like, you know, if we're hiking.
No. Jen! Like, come back!
If I, like, fall down and, you know, you can just go on without me. Just put some, like, food around me so the bears will eat me when you get back. And,
Jesus. Wow. All right.
All
right. You heard it here, listener. I did not murder my wife.
Nope, the bears did that. No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine, but I might be slow. Let's be clear. I might be slow.
Yeah, but we're leaving base camp at Cottonwood Lakes.
Cottonwood Lakes.
I think almost 11,000 feet.
Sounds like a sitcom.
Cottonwood Lakes.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, we just need some characters.
Right.
We need like a Billy Joe.
Like Rachel and Joey and
Bobby Sue. Yeah. We need some rednecks. Anyway, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. The only thing I'm not looking forward to is sleeping on that thin mat without a lot of pillows. Because right. I need pillows.
Oh, because you're a pretty princess.
Yeah, I am. And I'm not going to have...
But I'm giving you my plush camp pillow.
Sure, I'm going to have a plush camp pillow.
My car camping
camp pillow. It's just not the same. Let's just be clear. Like, I'm used to my 3 goose down pillows.
I mean, you're going to have to fucking carry it, but...
I have arthritis in my shoulder, so I have a hard time sleeping on my side. But if I sleep on my back on a straight, you know, flat surface, it hurts my back. So I just think I'm going to have sleepless nights. Well, I'll be okay. I'll try not to complain too much.
Well, the nice thing is if you have sleepless nights and your bones are aching and your muscles are aching, you can always just...
I can't breathe because there's not enough oxygen.
You can always just take a dip in the damn near freezing water.
Why would I do that? That sounds terrible. That's a terrible idea.
I don't know. It's like icing.
How cold is it going to be up there?
Well, like I said, the last time I was there, the first night it froze.
Did it snow before it froze?
No.
Okay.
No, but I woke up with ice on the inside of my tent.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the exhaust coming out of me froze.
I got it. Condensation froze. So I was thinking about not bringing my 0-degree bag, but now I think I've just changed my mind.
I was going to say, why the fuck wouldn't you?
I don't know, because the weight, you know, I'm like... concerned about all the weight. I have a plan. I'm going to cut down my toothbrush to like this little nub.
You're going
to
take the handle off?
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I'm totally concerned about weight. And in my young, you know, in my 20s, when I did backpacking and camping, I never worried about weight.
Well, the thing is nowadays, it's like the packs are so fucking light.
The packs are light.
By comparison.
Yeah, that Gregory I used to carry, good God.
That thing was pounds.
It was the Shasta. My first pack. And it was an expedition. It was a big pack.
Yeah, and they're great. I mean they're super durable. You know,
the
Cordura that they use is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But nowadays you know, it's like
you just don't need that.
Yeah.
We have so many packs.
Yeah, well.
That we've never really used.
A pack for every occasion.
We just need the occasion.
Right. You never know when I'm going to need that ice pack.
Ice pack?
That ice climbing pack.
Do we still have that?
Yeah.
Wild Country.
Wild Things?
Yeah. Wild Things. Was it Wild Things?
Yeah.
or Wild Country. Wild Country things. Makes climbing gear, trad gear.
Are you sure? I think it's Wild Things as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've been a climber. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Right? I've never been a climber.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have enough room in my brain for a lot of things.
Right. Between all this publishing bullshit and Wild Things.
Wild Thing. Yeah. We should bust out this song.
Right.
I think Yates, they were bought. They bought Yates? Yeah, Wild Things gear. What did I say? Wild Country?
Yeah.
Where did I get that? Or did I say Wild Things and you said Wild Country?
No, we can go back. You said Wild Country, I said Wild Things.
No, it's not Wild Country. You're right.
It's Wild Things. Because I recently looked at the stupid
at the
logo that's on that patch.
And I, it's yeah. No, you're right. You're right. But I'm pretty sure they bought Yates or Yates bought them. I don't know.
I don't know.
Doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
Everything started in a garage somewhere.
Right? Even Dana Designs.
Yeah, good old Dana.
Dana Gleason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's back in a... He's probably not in a garage anymore.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
No, Jesus.
Good God. How old was he? He was in his 60s.
No, he wasn't that old.
20 years ago. Are you sure?
No, don't say that.
I know, right? I can't believe you remember his name. He was the coolest cat, too. I really
liked
him.
That's why I remember it.
Yeah. Good guys.
Yeah, the guys at Mystery Ranch.
Yeah, Mystery Ranch. Now, he made damn good packs.
I think he still makes damn good packs at Mystery Ranch. They've gone a little...
They still exist? Are they still in... Well, that was somewhere in Montana.
They're in Bozeman.
Bozeman, that's right. We should move to Bozeman. I love Bozeman.
All right.
Really? Let's do it.
Yeah, but it's no cheaper than here.
Really?
I don't
San
think
Diego?
Any, yeah, you would think so, right? But I think...
Can't we just live in a trailer
I think the
park
problem is
something?
That... shit.
It'll be cheaper.
Yeah, true.
We won't have this kind
it
of...
will be. We won't have
to give up a lot.
2,400 square feet.
Exactly. We won't have a podcast room.
No, it'll have to be our... The podcast will take over our... It'll be our everything room.
And we'll have an outhouse.
Jesus.
I'm totally okay with that, as long as it's cedar chips.
Right. It's Montana, not Oregon.
Wait, Oregon? Oh, yeah. That's where Bend is. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Except it's Redmond, technically. Smith Rocks is.
Technically, yes.
I wonder if our listener is a climber. That would be cool.
It would also be unlikely.
Very. I think I want to start climbing again. Davita's into it. She wants to go with me.
Yeah.
I got to teach her how to be a rope gun. Then I don't have to do anything.
And you can just follow her up
right,
everything.
Right. Then I'll just like totally clean and I'll be good with it. I won't have to be on the sharp end.
The sharp end.
Right. So, yeah. Fuck whatever research you're looking up right now, because who cares?
I am looking up Dana Gleason. I'm making sure he's still alive.
I'm sure he's still alive.
Good Lord.
His sons were in the business too, so if he's not, they took over.
It seems like he still is.
Okay.
He's still potentially morbidly obese. I'm just saying, Dana.
He was. He needed to lose some weight, which is kind of fascinating to me that a man that's like so into creating outdoor gear so that people can do like... fabulous expeditions and like backcountry and
right.
Couldn't do it himself because he was too overweight.
Well, I think he does it. He's just...
He just doesn't go as far?
No,
he's not
fast.
Doing 14ers.
Well, he might be. He's just not doing it very quickly.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and he was super tall too. I don't think he was... I don't remember.
Yeah,
he was a big guy.
Remember.
He was a big dude.
Yeah.
He was just such a cool guy. He was super cool. I liked him.
Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, so rainstorm, Sunny has fucked up eggs, Sunny
but
was lost, we thought she was dead for a while, then
we
she was
got
alive.
One egg from her today, which
got
is...
one egg, and she's the only one who produced today.
Yeah.
Damn. What's going on with Easy? It's too hot.
Probably.
It's too hot to lay eggs.
91 degrees is too much for her, apparently.
Is that all it was?
91 was the high, I think.
It felt so much hotter than that.
Well, that's because of the humidity.
You're right.
We're like suffering through Midwest humidity here.
Every time I see...
And we don't fucking pay for that. We're in Southern California. We pay too much endure humidity.
Let's call the governor. Every time I'd see the ladies, their mouths were open and they looked like they were like, I'm dying. They're not having in the heat. I want to give them like a little AC unit for the coop.
That's ridiculous.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Ridiculous.
They need AC, baby. Oh. We've got solar. We can just run it on down and the girls can have AC.
And you care to guess where we are in our battery pack tonight?
Uh-oh. Did we use it all?
We used it all fucking day because, you know, with rain comes clouds.
Oh, shit.
And now we're at 20%.
Hmm.
The batteries stop at 19%.
So we're in trouble.
Yeah, we got 1%
to get us through. So we're just going to have to shut it down and we're just going to have to be hot.
Yep.
We're like hunters and gatherers. We're going to have to go a little lean in the AC department.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, I can do that.
All right.
I can suffer for the cause. Actually, I don't really think I can.
For the cause. We're all doing it for the cause.
Yeah, I'll think about that. We'll see how I feel a little bit later when I start having heats.
Right. Here. Hot flashes, not heat stroke, but hot flashes.
No heat stroke. So thanks for joining me here. Yeah. A couple more weeks. Don't fall asleep yet.
Couple more weeks.
Until we've been together 20 years.
Oh, cheese and rice. Yeah. What day is today?
20 years.
Son of a bitch. It's the 20
years, and then we have to sign another contract.
We got another 14 days.
And then you can be done with me.
Or sign up again.
Or sign up again.
For another year.
Yeah, we might do it.
You're like a cell phone.
Right. Yeah. You got to sign up for a full year.
Yep.
You can't get out of that.
Which is funny because, you know, even cell phones typically sign you up for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty lenient in that way.
Yeah. We are better than Verizon.
We could sign on. We could just like double down.
I don't know.
I don't know either. We'll see what happens. We'll think about it over these next 14 days. We'll see how we feel.
Yeah. Did you send our marriage license in?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I did that about 19 years and 4 months ago. Yeah, so for our listener, when Chad and I got married, we sort of rushed into it. We didn't know each other very well. You proposed after about 30 days of dating, technically, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Something like that.
Really?
That's what I remember. I mean, we'd known each other for 3 months, technically. From the day we met to the day you proposed was 3 months. But I had a different boyfriend for a good portion of that. Anyway, good God. And then 6 months later, we were married. And so when we finally got married, I kind of freaked out and I thought, wait, what the fuck? So I just didn't mail in our marriage license. Because Davita's dad married us. So normally the minister or the judge or whoever marries you, they marry in the marriage license. Mail in the marriage license. But in this case, he, you know, everything was signed, everything's ready to go. He gave it to me to mail in and I just didn't mail it for months. And I remember you kept asking me, so did you mail in the marriage license?
And did you?
And I would say, not yet. And you were like, cool. It's all right. Like, you were just so low-key and chill about it. Meanwhile, I'm, like, panicking. What have I done? I wasn't sure I wanted to be married.
Mail it in or not?
Yeah, you were cool with either. And, like, after 3 months of us being technically married, I mailed in our marriage license. I did it. And now it's for keeps, baby. I even took your name.
Oh, shit.
I am the only person of all of our friends who took on the last name of my husband. Interesting. Interessante, no.
No.
No, not really. All right. Well, thank you for another hour of your time.
Yes.
Your honesty of this fabulous gin fizz. And 20 years. Well, almost.
Pert near,
baby.
Pert near 20 goddamn years, tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
You better not.
I'll tell you what after we turn off this podcast.
And good night.
Good night.